This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders. And now here's your host, David Wolf.
Stephanie Ward understands the plight of small business owners. Attracting clients is among one of the biggest challenges any entrepreneur will face in their journey to grow their business. Stephanie has been a marketing and business coach to a multitude of clients internationally. After years in the corporate world, in 2002, she founded Firefly Coaching to help other business owners grow profitable enterprises for themselves. Joining us on the line from Apeldoorn in the Netherlands is Stephanie Ward. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
So tell us about your experience. I wanted to hit the larger corporations chapter of your life. What were you doing there in the corporate space, and how did it ultimately lead to becoming coach for small business people?
Well, I started in the States, and I worked in with a large privately held company in business development and then in marketing and sales. And when I moved to the Netherlands, I also joined some more corporations in marketing and consulting. And what led to the coaching of small business owners is that I was really at a point where I was like, well, is this all there is? I wasn't really finding meaning in my work as a consultant. So I started trying to figure out what to do, and I couldn't figure it out, so I hired a coach. And after working with my coach, I figured out I wanted to be a coach, and that's how it all started.
What about the process of coaching engaged you?
Well, I've always just liked to help people, and I support people and help people get what they want. And to me, that's what coaching was. It was a way to support people without actually doing the work for them. So they're leading the process, and then I'm the support piece. And I like to see people achieve their goals on their own, but with support.
Stephanie, what kinds of issues or blocks are you finding tend to limit customer acquisition and the business growth momentum? This is what any entrepreneur is really trying to create in their own business. Where are the blocks for people?
A lot of times the people have a great idea about starting a business. They're very passionate about what they do, and they're not into the marketing. I'm one of the strange ones. I love marketing. But many business owners, they're just not either interested or engaged in the marketing process itself. And
Yeah. You
have to be. I mean, it's just a huge part of being successful is continuous marketing. So if you're not willing to do it yourself, then you really do need to outsource it. So I think that's a big problem, is just not being willing to give it the attention that it really needs.
In prepping for this segment, I noticed that there was a thought about people's thoughts and feelings really affect their ability to grow their business. I wondered if you could tell us a little bit more about that and how you see that.
Well, it's where I start talking about marketing, because people do have ideas. I mean, for some people, the word marketing and sales, it's kind of a dirty word, like a four-letter word. They're afraid of it. They think they're being salesy or pushy. And one thing that a lot of us do in our lives, not only business lives, is we make assumptions. So we assume something is a certain way, so they're not interested in buying from my company, so I won't call them back. So these thoughts and feelings that can be negative, that block you from taking action, need to be examined. And once you're aware of them, which is the first step to anything, changing anything, is to be aware, and then you can realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm making an assumption, or hey, wait a minute, I'm taking something personally that's not personal, and that will help you continue to do marketing and be consistent in your marketing.
We're visiting with Stephanie Ward. She's the founder of Firefly Coaching, that website www.fireflycoaching.com, just like it sounds. Why is it so difficult, in your view, for business owners to concisely describe what their business does to help their clients?
Well, one of the first problems is the most business owners start talking about themselves and their business, like how long they've been in business and where they're located, and no one really cares about that. The people want to know, what's in it for me? What can your business do for me? So that's the first shift that business owners need to make, is to put everything in the perspective of the client and what benefits the client receives. And then from there, it's just a process of really refining and getting clear about exactly what it is you do. How do you help people? And that's a great exercise, because it not only helps you communicate what your business can do, but it also helps you get very clear on your niche or niche. So who you're targeting and what you want to offer. A lot of times business owners are trying to be everything to everyone, which of course leaves them being nothing to no one and not very interesting. So it's a great exercise. Sometimes it takes time, but it's definitely worth it to get really clear about exactly who you serve and what problem you solve for them and how you help them.
Stephanie, you've developed 8 marketing strategies that an entrepreneur can choose from. I was wondering if you could give us kind of a preview of these 8 strategies and take us down the road with them a bit.
Sure. And I picked 8, but I mean, you could have 8,000. Probably there's so many different marketing strategies
right.
to choose from.
Yeah.
To try to keep it simple, these are the strategies that I've found to be successful in my own business and the business of others. Speaking is the first one. Anytime you can get a speaking gig and you're in front of people and they can see you and experience you, that's a great way for them to get to know you. And it's also a one-to-many strategy, so it's leveraging your time. Writing is another one. That's another one-to-many strategy where you can write an article, have it published all over the internet, or write on your blog, put it on Facebook, have links. You can write a special report, kind of a case study. So if you can write or speak, those are 2 great ways. Publicity, or PR, of course, is another one. Networking, which now, these days, you can do virtually or in person, or a combination of both. I do both. And related to networking is referrals. That's a really great marketing strategy, which is low cost, highly effective, and very reliable because it's coming from someone you know.
Yeah.
Strategic alliances, that's another great way to partner up with someone in another business who serves the same kind of clients you serve. So, you may have the same clients, but you don't offer the same thing. So there's a good synergy there. Direct marketing, that's just, it can be calling, postcards, letters in the mail, emails, combinations of that, where you have a direct call to action and ask clients, potential clients, to take the next step. And the 8th and final one that I talk about is advertising. And these days with Google AdWords, you can really test your ads to find out the most effective words to use by using Google AdWords, because you only pay for what you click on. So it's a really nice way to test text that you can use in other parts of your business, like on your website or a postcard, for example.
These are absolutely terrific. I would imagine that in coaching small business or micro enterprise entrepreneurs, they might find this long list of tactical activities rather a little bit scary, because if they're not in the business of marketing, how do you suggest that they manage through incorporating this into their daily routine?
That's a great question. Well, first off, don't try all 8 strategies. Pick 2 or 3 that fit for you. And that's so important, because if you don't feel comfortable speaking and you choose that as a marketing strategy, it's just not going to work, because you're not going to do it.
Sure.
So pick
sure.
2 or 3 that really feel good for you, that you're comfortable with, that you can see yourself doing. Then decide, based on your business model, how many clients you want and over a period of time. And then just sit down with a piece of paper and write down what could you do within each strategy. And once you have that down, just build it into your agenda so that you don't have to think every day, well, what am I going to do today, or have I forgotten about marketing this week? And plan those events into your agenda so that it becomes just a natural daily part of your business operation.
I wanted to shift gears a bit and find out a little bit more about Firefly Coaching itself. Tell us about your business. It's a coaching practice, I'm imagining, and you're speaking, you're writing, you have other activities. Give us a tour of your business, if you would.
My main business focus is one-on-one coaching with entrepreneurs who want to attract more clients and grow their business. So I
okay.
do a lot of mainly one-on-one coaching, and I have done some consulting, speaking, training when the right opportunity arises. I'm going to run my 3rd speed networking event for a club I'm a member of here called the European Professional Women's Network, which is always a big hit and lots of fun. I love networking in addition to marketing, so that's a blast to do. But it's mainly one-on-one, and I'm working on some new products and programs that will be coming up soon.
Very good. And I noticed also that you offer a free special report, and this is available at www.fireflycoaching.com, just like it sounds, Firefly. 7 steps to attract more clients in less time. You can also subscribe to a newsletter there. Tell us more.
Well, exactly. What you do is when you subscribe for the free report, you actually get a subscription to my monthly business building tips newsletter with that. And it's a 27-page report, but don't be scared. It's not. It doesn't take too long to read, but it's just really full of practical information that people can really use today. They want to sit down and figure out a way to start attracting more clients. And it's a good way just to see where you are in the process, and hopefully people read it and use it and put it into action and attract more clients.
Absolutely. A real delight to have you. Stephanie Ward has been visiting with us. The website, www.fireflycoaching.com. She's the head honcho coach over there and the founder of that enterprise. And if you're looking to grow your business, which most of us are, she's a fabulous resource. So thanks so much for joining us on the program, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.